We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone. We have some more information on Ball. By now, you guys know we partner with Ball, the aerospace technology company, and they are looking to hire, so we've got some more information on that. Their Golden Plant is looking for production technicians. You can read the full description and apply at jobs.ball.com. Search for that word golden. And what this position is it's on the front line of the aluminum beverage can production process at Ball's plants. The company offers a competitive $27.39 per hour with potential for increase at 6, 12, and 18 months on the job. It offers exposure to a lot of manufacturing opportunities in the plant, and the production technician's role touches on the other stages of production, making aluminum cans and ends. This role is responsible for from machine adjustments on high-speed production equipment and is an integral part of the production team, both in quality and meeting operational goals for volume. Plus, they're a great company to work for. We actually know multiple people, have people from the DMVR family, friends who work at Ball, and they truly enjoy their time there. Plus, they have insurance, 401k for retirement, and a lot of other major benefits for working for a huge company like Ball. So if you're interested, text Golden to 77222 and you'll get linked to open positions. You can also go directly to jobs.ball.com and search for the word golden. That's jobs.ball.com and search for the word golden.
Nobody out. 3-2 on Charlotte.
Jokic gets it across the timeline. Gets a high pick and pop with Murray.
Lindsay breaking through.
Taken away by Nathan MacKinnon. 2-on-2 with Landeskog.
He has done it again.
Vaughn Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Dark two hands. Nikola Jokic.
Save me by Grubauer with the left pad. Oh, goodness gracious me.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Two-run home run. Trevor Story.
Lock. End zone. Touchdown. Two for Sutton.
Got it! Oh, man! That's from way downtown! And the blue arrow is flying at Pepsi Center.
Score! It's too good to be true! But believe it! Oh, hail, Kale!
Welcome in to the Denver Sports Podcast, presented by Breckenridge Brewery, the greatest brewery in all of Colorado. And you can go get the Christmas ale and drink the mini keg of Christmas ale on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Sounds like a pretty good day to me, right, Eric?
Harrison, what do you think of that?
It sounds like a great night to me.
Yeah, I heard some rumbling about it on the DMVR Nuggets podcast. What happened yesterday?
Harrison claimed boldly that he, in his prime, which I don't know how far out of your prime do you think you are, Harrison?
Well, I'm 30. I'd say I'm a good 7 years out of my prime.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. So in the very distant past, when Harrison used to be worth something before his prime ended and the decline began, he said he could drink an entire little keg by himself of Christmas ale in
it's
one
17
sitting.
Beers.
17 well, we don't know beers. that was an estimation at best. We don't know for sure it's 17.
That was the conclusion we came to on last night's Nugget show. That there's 17 beers in that what I would call a personal keg.
No, the My Little Pony keg.
My Little Pony keg. And if I was given a night, I could drink 17 beers.
I believe you, Harrison. Especially, you know why? Because he went to Boulder. He went to see you. That's why, Eric. Maybe you don't understand.
Yeah, he was, but he was raised in Boulder. He didn't choose Boulder.
But he went to see you. He chose to go to see you.
I Regardless, know, but it's
I will
the same
say
thing.
The Spencer Smith and RK both drank, was it 10 beers? 10 Good Company seltzers, part of that challenge. And they were both very, very drunk after, but they did complete 10 in one night. I could see a few of the DMVR people being able to drink 17 in a night.
See, it would have to be a light beer. Like, it would absolutely have to be a light beer. No IPAs for sure. And, yeah, I would just need a whole night. I have to pace myself. I probably have to be, you know, watching some games, but I could definitely do it. I have no doubt in my mind I could do it.
Patrick, this sounds like the chicken nugget challenge.
I asked Harrison to rate the amount of beer he could drink in Wade Boggs's. Is that that's the official amount of beer drinking units. How many Wade Boggs's could you drink?
That man could
put him
away.
That means. What does that even mean?
Drink Patrick, tell him. Wade Boggs famously. Yeah, didn't he famously drink 100 beers on a flight?
Something like that. Yeah, no, he gave like Andre the Giant.
That's like Will Chamberlain saying he slept with 1,000 women.
What an interesting
one plane ride.
what an interesting beginning to this show. It all ties back to Breckenridge Brewery. Go drink some Christmas ale in their mini little keg that they have, which is very adorable and cute. Or if you don't want to do that, they've got great Good Company seltzers, a bunch of other. The Avalanche beer is a really great one. Strawberry Sky, no matter the season, Strawberry Sky is just always a go-to when you're in the mood for a beer. So definitely check that out. And you could also look at where they're located on the Breck Brew beer locator. So that way you don't go to a store and then they don't have the beer you have. That's happened to me before. It's very disappointing. You're like, man, they solved that issue for you. But I'm your host, Allie Monroy. Joining me today is Patrick Lyons, Eric Weedham / D-Line, and Harrison Wind. And obviously, it's the holiday season, so our topic of the day is a fun one. It is, what would you gift your favorite Denver sports team for the holidays? I want you guys to give me an obvious gift, because I feel like with all of our Denver sports teams, there is an obvious thing that each team needs. Maybe the Nuggets a little less, but with the other ones, it's pretty obvious. And then I want you guys to give me a silly one, something that out of the ordinary that most people wouldn't say. So Eric, we're just going to start off with you, since you just bring such holiday cheer and joy to everyone.
Yeah, that's true. I do bring holiday cheer and joy. That's the one thing. That's the number one thing I'm changing my profile to. Eric William, bringer of holiday cheer and joy. What would I bring to the Denver Broncos? As you see, I am representing the Denver Broncos here today. What do the Denver Broncos need for Christmas? The Denver Broncos need a
for
new
the holidays,
ownership group.
For the holidays.
Nope, this is just for Christmas. All other nationalities and religions are not included in this answer. They need a new ownership group that is backed by Jeff Bezos's money and run by Peyton Manning.
That's okay. Very specific.
That is very specific. That is,
we need
not
an ownership
that
group that
say.
Has okay. the yeah that has the bottomless resources of Jeff Bezos, potentially one of the most evil people on earth. That's all right. If he uses his resources to bring me joy, then I feel like that's okay. And then we need the football smarts of Peyton Manning so that we can finally get quarterback worthy of the beautiful D and the royal blue and the orange. We have not had this for some time. I don't know if you guys know this, the franchise is a little bit rudderless currently. There's a there are disputes behind the scenes. The blood of the city, Johnny Bolin, is involved somehow. It's terrifying. Ever since Pat Bolin left, the Broncos have been mired in confusion, anger, sadness, and my own favorite, despair. So if we could just go ahead and wrap, I don't know if we wrap that up or if that's a gift bag situation, if Peyton Manning pops out and Jeff Bezos together pop out, or it's more like a photo. I don't know how we do it. I'd like to see it though.
What if it's something with taking over the stadium, changing Mile High, something like that? I feel like that's very Jeff Bezos-y.
Oh, what do you mean? Like they,
Amazon Stadium at Mile
High. Amazon Stadium at Mile High.
Yeah.
That would absolutely suck. But what it is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be terrible if we got away from Empower? Who cares?
Empower is pretty bad, especially because it looks like the Patriots flag. Their logo just doesn't fit with the brand.
You know what they would call it? They would call it Prime Stadium. Prime Stadium at Mile High. That'd be kind of dope.
That would be pretty cool.
My question is, what is the knockoff version of that? Because you very specifically said, hey, I want the Bezos model with the Peyton Manning version. Would the knockoff be Kroenke and John Elway?
We've had John Elway.
Well, that's why it's kind of the knockoff version of the upper echelon Peyton Manning running your organization.
I don't know. The best part about Peyton Manning owning the Broncos is he would fire Vic Fangio in the first move that he would ever do as owner of the Broncos. Like, I can't think of a more opposite guy from Peyton Manning than Vic Fangio. So that would be the best thing about it.
I personally think that what I would gift the Broncos would be a quarterback. There's a chance the Broncos find a way at this moment to make it to the playoffs if they win the next three games and a bunch of other stuff happens. The only way you do that is with a great quarterback, and we'll see what Drew Locke – people are excited, and I think it's – why not be excited for what Drew Locke can bring? He ended the season.
I'm not excited, Allie. I'm not excited at all.
Well, Harrison, there's a lot of people that agree with you. I'm trying to look on the positive side. And I feel like it's good to be excited. We saw the way he ended the season a few years ago. It was great. He did bring his A game. But the scary thing with Drew Locke to me is he's always trying to play hero ball. He realizes that every time he's out there, it's do or die for him with the fan base, with the organization.
And he keeps dying.
Instead of being smart, he's like, no, I have to make that crazy throw. I have to make this run. I have to do these things that are just like, no, if you just play and you had an offensive coordinator who helped you create plays that go for your strengths instead of your weaknesses, it would be a different situation. But regardless, that's why I would give the Broncos a quarterback right now as their gift. I'm choosing right now. They get to open their gift in 2 days.
Want a quarterback, but like, what do we get a quarterback and we still have an aimless, rudderless franchise, then we still keep Vic Fangio. No one is making these like upper echelon decisions. Things are just sort of being allowed to.
But it's pretty known that in the off season, something will go on with the ownership. So that is going to happen. We don't know. We don't know if it's going to be Jeff Bezos level.
I'm giving us the greatest possible scenario. That's why it's a gift from me to the Denver Broncos.
What about this combination that we got from in the chat from Patrick, not me, different Patrick, Jay-Z and Jake Plummer as your owner?
There would be a lot more weed at the stadium, a lot more.
CBD sponsors, a lot of CBD sponsors.
Light chain. That doesn't have a ring to it.
All right, Eric, what is your silly gift to the Broncos?
My silly gift, I guess I would give the Broncos a coupon book, good for one free back rub, redeemable only by Peyton Manning, and 50% off my design services to give them a new logo and uniform combination.
There we go. Now we're talking.
So this is a gift to the entire Broncos organization. So how do you think they're going to split up the coupon book of one?
I don't know. I don't feel like any coupon book that's ever been made by any child to give to any mother has ever been redeemed. No 30 minutes of cleaning, no back rub, no I'll do the dishes. So it's largely a symbolic gift. It just shows that I'm not thinking about them. I make it on construction paper and I draw an adorable little picture on the front, and then no one ever redeems it, but it's in there. 50% off design services rendered from Eric/D-line.
I love it. Does anyone else have a silly gift that they would give the Broncos? Anything you guys can think of?
I love the uniform idea. I mean, can you give me a 1,000-foot view of of how you would remake the uniform? Just give me the real high level elevator.
Do not go into branding. Please don't go.
Let's not talk about branding. None of us here have ever benefited from my branding or my branding thoughts. Let's sweep that under the goddamn rug. I'll tell you what I would do, Harrison. I'll tell you what I would do, Allie, and I'll tell you what I would do, Patrick. I would bring this goddamn logo back. It's very simple.
Yeah. Yes.
I would embrace everything that's been positive and worked well for the Broncos, and I would eschew all of the things that are stupid and have been no benefit to the Broncos. I would bring the uniform would be orange. It would have simple stripes. I would go very classic with the look. I wouldn't mess around with it too much. I would just bring back I would reintroduce royal as the color as opposed to navy. And then I wouldn't get crazy with it. I would just make the thing that everybody already absolutely loves and not try to be smarter than everybody in the room.
If you ever look closely at the Broncos logo,
yeah, it's fucked up. Like, I love it.
Fucking weird.
It is fucking weird.
How did this come out of, you know, whatever marketing meeting as the logo?
There was no marketing because people used to draw things by hand. So, like, look at how fucked up this is. These stupid, weird little legs are, and that's the
legs are a little weird.
Yeah, that's the charm about old logos is that you actually have a human element involved. Like the newest logos and the trends that logos have gone into is everything is obviously done by computer, but so it looks like a computer has done it. Everything is too perfect, too pointy, too weird.
That's true. The Rams logo is a good one to look at when it comes to that. It doesn't look robotic. It doesn't look
That's the funny thing about that new Rams logo is I believe in my heart they attempted to make it look hand-drawn, but they like did such a bizarre job with it that it's like it leaves you in like this bizarre, like intermediate place where it's not perfect, but it sucks. So
it's very confusing.
So that's what I would do. I would bring back the human touch to the Denver Broncos. I would bring back the logo that everybody absolutely loves. It's not even a debate, you know. And then I would just, you know, ride off into the sunset with Peyton Manning, and give him that back rub if he had the coupon though.
Patrick, what were you gonna say?
Well, my silly gift for the Broncos kind of piggybacks off that of Eric's rebrand, in that you could remove that old quirky looking Bronco and put Blucifer in there.
And
if they ever remove Blucifer, because I know that was, you know, something that was conversed about for a while about getting rid of that at DIA. Okay, bring Blucifer, bring that big old horse over to Mile High and let that stand out in front of the stadium. That would be pretty interesting.
That would be interesting
for sure.
I feel like during this entire Eric conversation, I've said the word interesting a lot. That would be interesting. Eric's portion of this conversation. We've got Henry here in the comments saying maybe the Broncos could retire both Demaryius Thomas jersey numbers and put him in the Ring of Honor for next season.
Talk about a no-brainer.
Seriously,
yeah, I mean, that seems like a lock to happen. That seems like an absolute lock.
Yes, I do think that that's definitely going to happen, and it'll be celebrated in the way that he deserves, especially since he wasn't able to be there. But that's definitely a good one. We've got LeBron James in the comments saying Aaron Rodgers is what he would gift the Broncos. And I feel that.
Dude,
I would say
LeBron, you can help us with this.
Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson.
No,
I don't think we would want that.
No, LeBron, thank you for watching the show. Do not touch our Denver Broncos, please.
Okay, well, it's Christmas week, and DraftKings, the official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a gift that'll certainly put you all in the holiday spirit, and we've got some Nuggets people here, so we'll see what they have to say. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team and win 150 free bets if they're victorious. Do you guys think people should put that money on the Nuggets tonight or after last night? Not so much.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yes, they should. You want to know why? Because it's every other game. This game, they will look fantastic. Yeah. They will win by 30 points. I guarantee it. This is an every other game team at this point.
This is an absolute lock tonight. Nuggets over Hornets. This is a bona fide lock.
You heard it here. Go place that $5 bet on the Nuggets. They're going to win. Then you get 150 free $1,000 in free bets.
It's a free bet, so we're not on the hook for anything either. But they are
going to
win.
They're going to win. This is
well, it is a $5 bet, so you might owe some people $5. I think that's just the sacrifice that you might need to make.
Is that how that works?
Ryan's over there guaranteeing this football that someone scores, and that he, if they don't, then he'll give them $1 million. And I'm like, you don't even have $1 million to give. Why are you offering something like that? He's like, you know what? I'll pay it out in payments if that ever happens.
That's so, sort of a everything to lose and nothing to gain situation for old RK.
That's what I say, but he disagrees. So
what if your future was derailed by RK's hubris with this?
Thankfully, don't bring up it yet, so my future wouldn't be derailed.
If the team yet you bet on scores, all he gets is, yeah, I told you they'd score. I told you.
And if they don't, your life is ruined. You're in financial ruin for the rest of your life.
You're traveling down the path of a prenup at this point.
I will say, it wasn't like you had to bet on the Broncos to score to get your money. It was you just had to bet on any point to be scored in an NFL game. So has scored a point since I think 1950 was the only time that might have happened.
Might have been the last zero tie.
It's happened.
It stresses me out, Eric. I know. So anyways, you guys might be on the hook for a few $5. We might be on the hook for $1 million. Who knows? That's where we're at right here at DNVR. Anyways, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code DNVR. Bet just $5 on any NBA team and win $150 in free bets. Like I said, that promo code DNVR to get into that offer must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now, I guess you could still get this as a gift for Christmas if you're looking for last second shopping. And it's Mint Mobile. They have a really great deal. If you buy 3 months, they give you another 3 months free. I use their system. So does Ryan. So does Zach. It's really great. It's easier than having to go to AT&T or Verizon or anything like that, especially right now with the malls. They're hectic. It's a really great deal. And they're just a really good service. You get to keep your own phone. You don't have to change your number, which makes everything a lot easier. And they just have really awesome deals. So definitely check them out at mintmobile.com/DNVR. All right. We are going to move on to Harrison. Harrison, what would you gift the Nuggets this holiday season?
I would gift them Jamal Murray. I need Jamal Murray in my life so badly. I need Jamal Murray right now. Like the Nuggets, this is my take at the beginning of the season. The Nuggets are good, but they're also boring. But like, that's okay. That could still lead to a lot of wins. Like, we know what everybody on the Nuggets is going to do every single night, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do we? We know that Nikola Jokic is going to play well.
Do we?
We're not talking about last night. We're talking about if you take a median outcome game from this year, we know what I feel like everybody on the Nuggets is going to do. The starters are going to play pretty well. The bench is going to suck. And Nikola Jokic is going to be the best player in the NBA. I just need Jamal Murray to make this team not boring anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I need the pull-up threes in transition. I need a 20-point quarter. We're just missing that so badly this season without Jamal, because like, out of anybody on the Nuggets, he can totally change the feel of a game with one shot.
Seriously.
So I don't know when we're going to get him back, but I feel like I can retroactively apply a Christmas present in February or March. So I need Jamal Murray back in my life.
I think that's a great one. Honestly, you even feel it at the bar. I feel like when Jamal Murray was playing, the guys that were watching the game upstairs would go up to the window, to the glass, and slam it and be so excited. And you get little things like that with a big Faku three or something you're not expecting, but it's not as consistent and it's not as electric as it is with Jamal Murray being on the court. And him and Jokic, Jamal Murray on the court makes Jokic an even better player, which is crazy, but some of the passes, the connection that they have, some of those passes that Jokic would make with Murray was like, oh my God, this is insane. Like, how is this even possible? So I agree, Harrison. That is a great holiday gift, giving the Nuggets Jamal Murray back.
Yeah. It's just like the Nuggets, when you really boil it down, are Nikola Jokic's team, but Jamal Murray's right there. Like, it's Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. And if you go by that logic, we haven't seen the Nuggets since April, you know? It's been tough.
Totally. Do you think that he will come back more in that March time frame, or is it just really unknown? It did seem like things were going in the right direction with him practicing. Some of the videos he posted on social media that his recovery was going well. Do you have any information? Do you have any wind chimes on that, Harrison?
I wish I did. I really wish I did, guys. Everything is going well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks great. I think he plays this season, but we'll see when.
Yeah. Can't give a specific date. All right, what about a silly gift for the Nuggets?
Yeah, like how has nobody donated a horse farm to Nikola Jokic in Colorado
my God,
yet?
Yes.
Like this is the simplest thing, and maybe he has one and we just don't know about it.
I feel like we would know about it.
I would think too, but
I feel like he would post a lot about it.
He definitely wouldn't post about it. Other people would try to, but it just seems like so simple. This guy loves horses. He loves horses more than basketball. He's a horseman. Like, how does he not have a retreat, you know, somewhere in eastern Colorado to go to when he's got an off day? How?
I totally agree. Because when he went to New York and was playing, I think it was the Knicks, right? He went to a – what's that called? He went to a place.
He went to, the Meadowlands Racetrack.
And he
just
thrived.
Just chilling with the horses.
And all the horse racers. I don't know the
jockeys,
correct.
Trainers.
Trainers. Who knows? And he was loving life. He like lit up. Some of those interviews are so great. It makes him so happy. I totally agree. He deserves a horse farm somewhere in Colorado.
Yeah. We will never understand the connection that he has with horses because, you know, we're not horsemen or horsewomen. We're just not. We don't have that gift that he does.
Exactly. We don't.
We don't. But
we're not hoopers nor horsemen. We don't know. No, we know nothing about the Nuggets.
We're not horse people. But you know, that sounds like a great shirt, too, for something for Eric to make.
There you go, Eric.
Obviously, with basketball, you play the game of horse. Jokic loves horses. Jokic can put it up from anywhere on the court.
Where people are like, oh, here's a great idea for a shirt. And they rattle off the worst idea you've ever heard. Wear. And I have to go, thank you.
Just send me a check, Eric.
Hey, Patrick, thank you for that idea. I'll consider it. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
We have Razor Burn in the comments saying that for Christmas, he would like Jokic to get another triple-double 100%. That's a good one.
He could get one tonight.
Yeah,
that's like a stocking stuffer at best. That's like a walnut in a stocking, you know, like triple double. It does it every other night. Like, who cares? You're talking about the top human being. If you're gonna give him a gift, you got to make it count. You give him a horse farm.
Yeah.
So actually, Patrick here's in the comments saying horse ranch. That might actually be the.
Well, no, I think what Harrison is saying is a place where they grow horses out of the ground, a horse farm. Right? Am I wrong?
And horse ranch is what you use on your salad. So this guy doesn't know what he's talking
like,
about.
Do you guys watch Yellowstone? Yellowstone? Okay. Well, for everybody that does watch Yellowstone, because it's a pretty popular show.
It is.
No, nobody on this panel has heard of it.
we have heard
baseball.
Of it.
I know about it.
Yes. Nikola Jokic needs a Yellowstone-esque ranch in eastern Colorado, but without all the violence and all the other crap.
Dude, maybe with the violence. His brothers need something to do.
Jokic Stone? That's another shirt. There you go, Eric.
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow.
Goodness. I think we need
Patrick,
to move on before.
Thank you. Thank you for that idea. Dude, thank you.
I got you, man. I got you. You're welcome.
Oh, my God. All right. So we don't have Avs representation on this show today, unfortunately, but they did give me a few things that they would gift for Christmas. So I'm going to read those. The first one, which is the most obvious.
How about
one?
A game? Like a schedule?
Oh, dude, sick. Good call. Let me go.
Sorry.
It's been so long. It feels like off season without having the Nuggets or the Avs playing. It's crazy. They do play Monday as of now, though, so hopefully everything goes according to plan there. But it's kind of similar to that, Harrison. It's one whole game with an entire healthy lineup. That is something the Colorado Avalanche, I think, have only been able to do once this year, which is absolutely wild. It is December, and they haven't been able to keep an entire healthy lineup for consecutive games. He also mentioned Kemper's first shutout. I think that's a good one as
Kemper.
Well. The Kemper, we need a shutout for from the Kemper. I like both of those. The entire healthy lineup is just so needed, because when these guys are all together, they just – they ball, but with a puck. Another shirt, Eric. By
the way, they can – I would also give to the Avalanche organization that very same coupon book for new design services rendered by D-Line to fix their wretched 90s logo. Thank you.
I like the app. Which logo? I like the app's logo.
The primary one, the wretched 90s logo.
Oh, wow. Okay. Those are fighting words. Someone was,
oh, I don't care.
We had AJ Rudo here.
Listen, everybody
fight
that fights me about this has terrible taste. I don't care. Like, we need to change the logo. It's a bad logo. You're holding on to sentiment. It's not a good looking logo. It was created in the worst era of logos.
Stanley
it just
Cups
means something
with that
to you,
logo.
But it's not attractive.
With that jersey, that means something. People will always honor it, even if
it's
ugly. They won a Stanley Cup in that.
Yeah, I know, but we could.
That's what people.
We're
going to
win the Stanley Cup this year, so having a new logo that you can assign these new feelings to, that isn't stuck in a terrible time period of design, that actually would be not embarrassing to wear unless you were going to an Avalanche game, is my gift to the Colorado Avalanche.
Is it like cliche or like lame to have a hockey puck in your logo, like the Avs
no.
do there?
No, not at all. In fact, like, some of the best logos are the oldest logos, and the oldest logos are the ones that are just so basic. Like,
Whalers.
A basketball logo with a basketball is like the most classic thing there is. The Nuggets have it. It looks great. When you try to get too clever and too busy with logos, things fall apart.
We have a clarification in the comments here. Razor Burn said he meant a triple double is due tonight.
Oh,
so it's that due. Wasn't what
the
he was giving for
due.
Christmas. Okay, a silly gift that I would give the Colorado Avalanche would be a new practice facility, so that they don't have to be there with the children as they play in the merry-go-round and the little games
Lollipop
that they
first.
Have. Lollipop Land,
Park.
What is it?
Lollipop Park.
I think they deserve it. You know, they're a great team. They've done a lot for the city of Denver, and I think they deserve a better practice facility. I'm talking to you, Kroenke. Same with the Nuggets. The Nuggets do, too. It just needs to be this whole thing. But at least the Nuggets aren't around. They aren't leaving the practice facility listening to kids screaming and playing. But I do think part of the park was being taken down. So,
when I first heard about that, I thought that was a joke. Like,
it has to be a joke.
I thought there was no way that was real.
When I went to my first Avs practice that I was covering, there was literal kids going in that ride that takes you, and it's in a building, so it doesn't even really go that high. It goes like to the second floor and then drops you, and they're like screaming like crazy. And then there's little cars, like bumper cars around there. At least that's how it was like 4 years ago. But yeah, that's what the players go out of another exit, but sometimes they could just go through that front exit and see all the children.
Yeah, when potential free agents take a visit to Colorado,
like,
Avalanche headquarters, they probably bypass the practice facility.
Yeah,
they're like, right,
yeah,
this way, Mr. Panarin.
We have a practice. We have
would you
a
like some cotton
facility.
Candy, maybe yep. a pretzel, whatever you like, just tell them it's on us.
So that's what my silly gift would be, but it's actually a really serious one. Kroenke, get to work, get them a better practice facility. And I know that a lot of places do their practice facility with like an open rink where call it high schools, whatever, play. That's fine. In DC, where I grew up, the Washington Capitals, you could go ice skating there on the reg, but it is so beautiful. They've really like spent money to make it look like a professional hockey rink. So they need to get in on that.
And it could be worse. They could be kicked out of their home arena. Like,
that's true.
Some hockey clubs.
Because they weren't paying rent or taxes or something because of a small little error and crazy.
Poor Coyotes fans.
I know. The Coyotes fans, though, I will say, the PHNX Coyotes fans are troopers, because they and our beat writers at PHNX, they really like keep things going. They keep things fun when talking about the Coyotes. They have this wheel of fortune, and they just, if the game was a bad game, they spin it, and they're like, what if the game ended this way? How fun would that have been?
Wow, they're down really bad.
That's how bad they are, Harrison. That's how down bad they are. But they keep it fun. They make it fun. People love watching them. So shout out to them. Our Avs guys know what it's like to cover 48-point season.
Man, that would be. Can you imagine covering such a miserable team, Patrick? Can you imagine covering such a miserable team that provides no hope or joy to a city?
I'm going to have to place a couple of phone calls to see if we can replicate this wheel, wheel of change, whatever it might be called. Yeah.
Well, let's move on to you, Patrick. Let's talk about the Colorado Rockies and what you would gift them this holiday season.
There's too many things, I think, right now. Since ownership was already taken by
I think you could still say ownership. I think a lot of Rockies fans need that in their life.
Yeah, that seems like it would be the obvious one. You know, there are ones that would be, you know, better for fans, like just a Rockies Hall of Fame, because they don't have that, so they don't acknowledge their history.
I don't care. Give me the honor.
Any capacity. But I'm going to give them a $200 million gift card to spend on free agency this offseason.
Would they just give that to another team?
Oh, God, that's scary as shit for me. I'm terrified now.
Now, that might only be able to afford them two relief pitchers.
Oh, my God.
But the way they've been spending in the past. But no, and, you know, and even that in and of itself is ridiculous, because they've got Trevor Story. You could throw him that money, but he's also, you know, frankly, smart enough to not take it. He saw what happened with Nolan Arenado. So he's going. You know, Carlos Correa is not coming here. Freddie Freeman is not, also because the Rockies have re-signed CJ Cron for the next 2 years. So you know what? Take $200 million, spend it however you want. It isn't necessarily going to fix anything, because they're still going to have the same owner. But you know what? It is going to make things pretty interesting for the next couple of years, especially before a lot of the young players in the minor leagues start coming up, because they've got a pretty good system that's maybe 4 or 5 years away from really doing something. The next generation of Rockies players.
My God.
Patrick, we're all like
but yeah, Patrick, you're like,
guys,
a parent
please
that goes out of
be
town.
Gentle. Be gentle.
You're
go
like
ahead.
A parent that goes out of town and just gives their teen a credit card. It's like, all this is for food. Like,
I know.
Spend
no,
it however
our
you
solution,
see fit.
Our solution for the Rockies is to take $200,000, flush it down
solution.
The toilet,
just
and then wait 4 years.
$200 million.
$200 million.
I would say, though, fair. Patrick's very interesting, same thing, but how about someone who's very, very intelligent in baseball chooses the players and gifts
what?
The players to the Rockies, rather than having the Rockies just have the money for themselves. No. I think that might work a little better.
I'll say this. The Rockies have a lot of intelligent people working from within. However, a lot of times they're pointed in a certain direction, either financially or, again, it all comes down to ownership saying, okay, I know this is what you may want to do, but here's what we are going to do. And so, you know, that future Hall of Famer we have over at third base, we're actually going to trade him. So I know you've got all these wonderful ideas and you're a smart person, but that's kind of the state of things right now. And that's not going to change. I'll say this. I would love for Walker Monfort to be the owner of the Colorado Rockies. Now, that's Dick Monfort's son. And I've long kind
He's
of
not like Johnny
that.
Bolin, is he?
What's that?
He's not anything like Johnny Bolin, is he?
No, he's okay. Great guy, smart dude, and someone who, like any son of someone who has somewhat of a legacy, you want your legacy to be something different. And, you know, Dick Monfort is his legacy, bringing baseball to Denver and kind of establishing Coors Field. Yeah, okay, that's kind of how he'll be remembered. But I think when Walker takes over, his legacy is going to be, okay, that's all good and well, but let's just try to win the NL West, and let's actually win a World Series. And I think that would bode really well. So you know what? You don't even have to sell the team. Actually, just gift it to your son.
There you go.
And let him run the show. And wait and see, you know, how quickly it is that the Rockies become a little bit more exciting and don't really make you scratch your head each and every offseason.
When the Rockies are exciting, this town, this city is such a baseball city, and it's so cool. And I obviously that hasn't happened in the last 2 to 3 years, but like when Rocktober did happen and I was around just a few years ago, I know in 2007 and 2009 and everything, it was even more crazy, but it was so cool to see how this city transforms. Everyone says it's a football city, everyone says this, but the baseball fans are all around. I feel like everyone might like the Nuggets, but also is like a Rockies fan, like might love the Broncos, but also like the Rockies. It's just such a such a great city for baseball, and I just really hope we can eventually get to a point where there is more excitement.
It's so, so interesting that you say that, because with Denver being like this transplant city, when people move to Denver, they don't adopt the Broncos as their team really in any way. You know, some people maybe a little bit, but football fans are a little bit more hardcore like that. Whereas with baseball, there are people who, you know, if you have an American League team, then, you know, now the Rockies are definitely going to be your NL team. But even if you're a Cubs fan, you're still going to be pulling for the Rockies the other, you know, 90% of the games at Coors Field. And so you're right. There are baseball fans that move to the city each and every day. And Coors Field is just such a beautiful ballpark and a place to be. And, you know, there's always buzz around the stadium in the summertime just because of what Coors Field is and because of the sport of baseball, it being outdoors and always so beautiful in Colorado. But the team itself, they need a new rudder. Yes, much like the Broncos.
What is a silly gift that you would give the Rockies?
A $200 million gift card.
I would give them a larger series of parking structures, because if you've ever gone to a Rockies game,
it's true.
You know that you are parking 2 miles away from the stadium. You need to jump on a train, two shuttles, and get on the back of a donkey. And in 45 minutes after you've parked, you finally get to the stadium.
And you have to pay $20 for it too.
And you still have to pay $20 for it.
Yeah. Media parking at the Rockies it's like further down than Blake Street, right? Or you have to park on the street. It's pretty crazy too. Like,
it's right around there. It's not bad.
It's still pretty far compared to other, like the Nuggets, their Nuggets and Avs, the parking lot is like right next to the entrance. Like, sure, that can get filled up, but still, like, the Rockies parking is an issue around downtown.
It is. I always feel bad for, there are times where even like an hour after the game and I leave and it's like, okay, cool, got my work done. You know, it's an earlier night and there's still fans waiting to get on the shuttle to go back to their car. They're carrying two kids that are sleeping. And I'm like, oh man, that's just so rough. And I can remember the first time that I went to the game and parking, they're like, okay, we're here. And I'm like, where? I don't see any stadium anywhere. And you get on the shuttle and you do the whole thing. So yeah, that would be a lot nicer to have that be a better experience for fans. And if you know what, if you're going to park 2 miles away, let the fans tailgate. Do that at Rockies games. So go out, fine, sure, I'll park 2 miles away, and you know, I'll walk off this Christmas keg that I drank from Breck Brew. You know, I drank my 17, I got a good buzz, I'm hanging with Harrison Wynn. You know what
good
I mean
buzz. Like,
that would make a lot more sense, but you can't even do the tailgate.
Can I give a gift to the Rockies?
Yes,
please, Eric.
I would like to give to the Rockies the gift of a brand new, unembarrassing mascot. I would like to publicly end Dinger and usher in a new era of Rockies mascots that isn't wholly embarrassing. And when you see a dumb, stupid purple dinosaur head behind home plate in high leverage situations, you don't feel absolute shame deep down in your core, because this team treats itself like a bunch of clowns and they are regarded as such. That's what
Eric, I feel like you are gifting all of these teams your services, and I don't like that.
Why?
I want to keep your services for DNVR.
Oh, I thought you meant just because you don't like what I do. That's not, I mean, which is also like I would accept. Listen, if I can get my hands on all of these teams and I can make a cohesive look that then also ties into DNVR, think of the monopoly we'll have on this town.
What would be a better mascot for the Rockies? That's what I want to know. Because there
literally
is
not even necessarily.
Baseball
mascots
are just like that. It's not
just that it's a dinosaur. Like, it could still be a dinosaur. The styling that they chose is cartoonish, that it only is attractive to children. There's a way to do cartooning that is attractive and brings in the interest of everybody, but the Rockies went in a way, like, look at that dumb dinosaur on the wall behind you. It's literally just for children.
I don't know about that, because I don't know if you saw over the summer, but there was a grizzled 65-year-old man shouting at the top of his lungs for his favorite mascot.
It's only for, it's literally only for adults, for old men and children. You're right.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Eric, I was gonna gift maybe another rooftop bar.
How did Dinger ever survive that? That deserves like an
Teflon Dinger.
That's true. 25 plus years and only now that that has happened.
I don't think anything can take him down after surviving that. Like he is bulletproof.
I'm surprised somebody didn't want the entire upper deck wrapped in rooftop. Like just convert all of it into rooftop.
Or just like a three or four more just like a social media manager that's like every 25 retweets we'll put another rooftop bar on top of Coors Field.
Hey, let's sell Marissa that. She'll get working on that real quick. No, I do love the rooftop. It's so much fun. But I will say I always do like to go and have a – like I like to go get a drink there, hang out there. But I also like to like get an actual seat so that you can like watch the game and stuff. I know other people aren't that way. People just want to go stand on the rooftop and hang out like a bar. But all right. Great gifts all around. Some very needed, some not so much. But that's what happens around the holidays. You get gifts that you don't like. You get gifts that you do like. You get gifts you're going to use all the time. And you get gifts that you'll never touch. Just like Eric's a coupon book for the Broncos. So,
are you saying that Peyton Manning does not want to redeem a back rub from me? Fine.
I don't think he does. But something that pretty much everyone loves is sexy pizza and pizza in general. Harrison, you and your fiance have to tell each other, like, we are not buying sexy pizza today, right? I saw it on your Instagram story, or maybe it was Dev's Instagram story. But, like, a little note, like a reminder being like, you will not buy sexy pizza today.
Yeah, when we go out at night, I make her sign a piece of paper that pledges that we will not order sexy pizza later on in the evening.
It's that good. People love it. I mean, and we got the approval, the seal of approval from Andre Simone, our Italian pizza-loving man, and he loves sexy pizza as well. It's just one of a kind. So definitely check it out.
I will say, like, if you really want to understand the true power of sexy pizza, Harrison Wind, addicted to sexy pizza, easily the most sexy man here on this entire panel. If you want to become sexy, you got to get
Peloton Prince, right?
That's how it works.
And that's ironic.
Over there.
It's ironic that you guys have to make that agreement. It's crazy you have to make that agreement to not get it because this is breaking. I think they're going to be catering your wedding, right? Isn't that correct? Oh. Are you guys working on a contract as we speak?
Wedding is some
people are saying that. Some
Harrison, maybe we can get some pizza flown out to your wedding venue. Maybe that's how we'll make that work. But they're really great. They have four different locations in Capitol Hill, Old South Pearl, Jefferson Park, and Park Hill. They have a new location coming in Trinidad. They also cater the DNVR Mile High tailgate, which is always so much fun. They've got pizza there. They've got gluten-free pizza. They also, there's pretzel knots. There's dessert pretzel knots, which those are my favorite. And if you do go into the location, you can have the vegan options. You can have more of the gluten-free options. You can style it the way you need. They really try and make it so that everyone can enjoy their pizza there. Highly recommend checking it out. Sexy pizza today. All right, before we end the show, we're going to talk about the worst gifts we've ever received. And if that goes quickly, maybe we'll slide in one of the best. But Eric, when I told him about this topic, had one in a second. So I've been dying to hear about it this entire time. Yep. So Eric, what is the worst gift you've ever gotten?
When I was 16 years of age, I just became a 16-year-old lad. I began driving. My life opened up. My world had changed. And so when Christmas came around, and I opened the present that I got from my grandmother, who at that time in her life was volunteering in the hospital gift shop. And I received box. What's that?
Hospital gift shop?
Oh, yeah. That's where you can go get like a little bear. Like if you're, when I was little and my brother had, my brother was born.
I will say, this came up the other night. And I will say, I'm actually glad to know that hospital gift shops are not catered towards 16-year-old boys. That actually says quite a bit. I'm glad we don't have a lot of sickly 16-year-old boys that are spending a lot of time in the hospital. But my grandmother purchased for me a large Beanie Baby polar bear stuffed animal that was this big. And it was named Large Paws. was the name that it was given on its little name tag. And my grandmother gave it to me. And I opened the gift and I was like, Oh.
Your grandma was probably so excited for you to have large.
I don't know that she was. This was, she had started to decline at this point. I don't know that she necessarily, I think she just checked the box that she bought a Christmas gift for her 16-year-old grandson. And actually for my birthday that year, when I turned 16, she gave me a an alarm clock that was shaped like a semi truck without the trailer. And so I set it up on my bedside, and I referred to it as the truck. And like everyone would come over, they'd hit, like when you push a button, it would go, meh, meh. I'd be like, hey, everybody,
come on down.
Let's hang out with the truck, shall we? And then we can, everybody can have a turn hugging Large Paws, my oversized Beanie Baby stuffed animal I got from my grandmother.
Oh my God.
That Beanie Baby is in mint condition,
it's not.
You might be able to.
Currently, right now, I've already searched it on eBay. Right now, you can purchase it for $52.
Large Paws?
It's not bad. Large Paws. Yep, it is pre-owned.
We know what we're getting here.
Are you sure this isn't Eric's listing?
Yeah, let me find.
It literally says 1996 on it as well. It's a third generation though. Now maybe.
Oh my God.
If Meemaw and Peepaw had possibly purchased a first or second generation, now that's going up in value.
Oh, but this is a black bear. Mine was a polar bear.
Ah, that's a key differentiator.
Ooh, so that might be even a knockoff then.
Oh man, Grandma gave me a knockoff Beanie Baby stuffed animal. This story's getting worse and worse.
It
was a Bernie baby.
Here for the people watching the live show, here is the listing. If you would like to buy it for Eric,
it's a good two-hand.
Imagine yourself when you turned 16 and what your life was like.
So I want to know, what was the Eric Weedham reaction? He opens up the gift. There it is.
Same thing.
Grandma's looking at you.
Every time your grandmother gives you some weird gift that's like not really doesn't reflect your lifestyle, you go, thank you. And then later on, you make fun of it with your friends. That's simple.
That's it. All right, Patrick, what is the worst gift you've ever received?
Well, I don't have as good of a buildup. I've always been a goofy, joke-telling guy. I've done stand-up comedy and improvisational comedy and stuff. And for some reason, my wife's aunt and uncle, one year for Christmas, got me a cheap, not even a good quality, but a cheap Three Stooges mug. And I had never talked with them about Three Stooges ever. Like, we had never even had a conversation. Like, yeah, man, that Mo, he's a hoot. No. Like, I used it three times. It went, you know, I felt like I obligated. I had the Irish Catholic guilt to use it. After three times, I could barely even make out Curly. And it's like, oh, man. Three Stooges mug. Yeah.
My worst gift that I've ever gotten, I'm going to call out my little brother on this. He, one Christmas, gave me red Solo cups and beer pong balls and ping pong balls. That was the gift.
That's called, I forgot to go to the to get a gift. Let me run to the grocery store real quick.
Literally, he was like, you're in college. You need these, right? And I was like, this is your Christmas gift to me? I just got you this. He's 6 years younger than me. So I was like, I just got you this great gift, and this is what you get me? Red Solo cups? Like, come on. But he was very proud of himself with that gift. So, you know, it is what it is. Harrison, did you think of one?
I can't think of, like, a really bad gift, but for 3 years in a row now, I've gotten a watch from the same person for Christmas.
What?
And I don't even really wear watches, but whenever I'm around this person, I do.
Oh, of course.
Because
you're playing smart.
I'm wearing the Christmas gift that they got me last year. So I think they think I wear a lot of watches, but in reality, I really don't. But I've already been told I'm getting one in 2 days.
Oh my
so,
God.
Wow. 3 years in a row.
This person just wants you to have options. They think you wear it a lot. They're like, oh, look, there's a black one for black outfits, like a tan one.
Wait a minute.
You know what I mean?
Harrison, do you celebrate all holidays? Do you use the menorah and the Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We just mop it
up on gifts?
Yeah. We double up for sure.
You're ridiculous.
Eric's sad about it. I am sad. Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. This was a great episode. Thanks for hanging out. We will talk to you guys next week. Happy holidays, everyone. And go get some Breck Brews, because sometimes spending time with family can be a little So you got a little buzz with a Breck Brew, DraftKings Sportsbook, all sexy pizza. Use all of them. They might be great for you during this holiday season. So check it out, and we will see you guys next week.